Tune in every morning at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. for all the local news from the WGXC newsroom, from the Public News Service, from the River Newsroom's coronavirus report, to interviews from our partner station WOOC in Troy. You'll also hear the Better Weather from the Catskill Makers Syndicate every morning on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your place on the dial for local news.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Murray of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Patrick Phelan, executive director of the New York State Association of Chiefs of Police, denounced Saugerties officials on July 27th for not explaining the reasons for putting Police Chief Joseph Sinagra on paid administrative leave. Phelan said, and I quote, "Currently we are waiting for information. As far as we know, there has been no reason given for placing Chief Sinagra on administrative leave," end quote. Sinagra was recently sworn in as president of the New York State Association of Police Chiefs. Phelan said he spoke to Sinagra on July 26, and the chief told him he did not know why the town board put him on leave. Sinagra could not be reached for comment by the newspaper on July 27th. The town voted to hire former police chief Lou Barbaria as interim chief at $50 per hour. Earlier this month, the state attorney general's office recommended that the Saugerties Police Department, and I quote, "seek to terminate," end quote, Saugerties Police Officer Dion Johnson because of sexual assault and harassment complaints. And Sinagra's brother, Philip Sinagra Jr., a, and I quote, "volunteer officer," end quote, with the Saugerties Police Department and a part-time officer in Woodstock, was named in a federal complaint by four Woodstock police officers and a former dispatcher who alleged that Woodstock Police Department tolerated sexually charged comments by Sinagra Jr. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Fox News reports that Representative Elise Stefanik is all in on impeaching President Joe Biden. Stefanik said, and I quote, "Oh, absolutely. I'm in conversations with Speaker McCarthy and all of our members. The important thing to know about an impeachment inquiry is that ensures that the House is at the apex of its power and oversight responsibility. It means that our subpoenas have the most power possible when it comes to litigating this out in court, because we know getting the facts is not going to be easy," end quote. Her comments say what impeachment would do for House Republicans, not what Biden did that deserves being impeached. On that issue, she only said something about, and I quote, "illegal money laundering, the fact that nearly 20 Biden family members have profited illegally," end quote. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said this week that he may consider an impeachment inquiry over Biden claims of financial misconduct. Stefanik, also a Republican, represents the 21st Congressional District, including Rensselaer County. Other Hudson Valley representatives have not joined calls to impeach Biden. Read more about this story at the Fox News website. It has been a summer of plagues in the Hudson Valley, with floods, heat, smoke from Canadian wildfires, and an invasion of spongy moths. Now, Mid-Hudson News reports that West Nile virus in mosquitoes has returned to the area. West Nile virus was found in a mosquito pool in the town of New Windsor in Orange County this week. So officials are alerting residents to get rid of any standing water they can, as mosquitoes can breed in any stagnant water that lasts more than 4 days. With all the rain recently, there is a lot of standing water in the Hudson Valley, which means a lot of mosquitoes. Besides eliminating standing water, officials recommend wearing appropriate clothing and using bug repellent sprays when outdoors. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 84 degrees and a light and variable wind becoming northwest at 5 to 9 miles an hour in the morning. On Saturday night, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 61 degrees and a north wind at 5 to 7 miles per hour. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 57 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Rob Gellis of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
Did you know that one of the definitions of broadcast is tossing seeds? It's what farmers used to do, was broadcast every spring. Here is Superchunk with Seed Toss.
We'll be right back. number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
You don't have to call me Stalin or even Mao Zedong, 'cause I'm far too young. My rising sign is Capricorn, is that surprising? You know that I was born so very soft and easygoing. I make no trouble at all. I was listening, yeah, I was listening to the devil's radio. I was listening, yeah, I was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 na, on the devil's radio. Tentacles are bland, it's like a weevil. It burrows through the land and everybody smiles, everybody smiles. Michael, don't you know someday a spike will grow right through the woodwork and come out through your palm? We was listening, we was listening to the devil's radio. We was listening, yeah, we was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 na, and the devil's radio. Sets on the devil. Sun sets on the west. He's listening to the FM talk show. It's what he loves the best. Talking through a bimbo, but don't touch that dial or that hateful smile. Kate said the flowers of intolerance and hatred are blooming kind of early this year. Someone's been watering them. We was listening, ah, we was listening to the devil's radio. We was listening, yeah, we was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 na, I'm not the devil's radio. Na 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 na, I'm the devil's radio.
Number
8 8 8 8 8 8.
The All-American half pounder, beef jerky patty, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Let's go!
Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Number 7 7 7 7 7 7. Number
6 6 6 6 6 6 6.
gets when she's eating a tea. To me it sounds like Batsy B. My father's not back really. He got me these wires and bits. Apart from that he talks to me hardly. I'm just into CB.
Five.
Next, we hear a song inspired by Radio Alice, one of the Italian free radio stations, or one might call pirate radio stations, that flourished in Italy in the 1970s when there was little oversight from the government. The radio stations lived in harmony and sort of worked together and did not interfere with each other. And Radio Alice was especially known for its programming that drew inspiration from the Situationists and Dada, and has been described as, quote, a mix between a classical medium of militant information and a sort of art experiment in media sabotage, unquote. In 1988, the San Francisco band The Catheads released an album called Submarine with a song called Alice on the Radio. It included bass player Alan Korn, who later became a broadcast lawyer,
and worked with WGXC to get our FCC broadcast license. He wrote about Radio Alice in this song called Alice on the Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Four.
That was Tim Hecker with the song I'm Transmitting Tonight from his 2017 album Radio Amor.
Number
3.
I used to think that I should watch TV.
number
one.
I will be gone,
Was Christian Marclay, Jukebox Capriccio, from his album Records from 1997.
This is Oxeye from Caliphone from the 2023 album Villagers. My heart.
light in the dark while your avatar breathes. It's a God-given call.